Shaw and Lobb fought amongst themselves. In fact, Shaw spoilt Lobb. Jones gave it straight to Stevie J. Gets a little glimpse and he says, I'll take that. Thank you very much, says Stevie.
TK and Berkey with you on the Big Sports Breakfast. Tom Scully joins us from GWS. And I tell you what, aren't these boys flying at the moment? Oh. Second on the ladder. They're playing some good footy. They've had injuries and suspension, but they're getting their way through. As we say, good morning, Tom. You must be feeling pretty happy with where you are at the moment leading into September.
Yeah, g'day. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's obviously it's a nice place to be in with three rounds to go and to be sitting second on the ladder. Obviously, yeah, we've had our fair share of adversity this season, but, you know, I mean, all things even, yeah, we still sit in second with three rounds to go, and we look forward to finishing the year off strongly.
Any crucial points, mate, that came out of that 35-point win over Melbourne? Always good to chalk one up, but the Western Bulldogs would be a bigger challenge.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the most pleasing thing to come out of the weekend's game against Melbourne was just our pressure. Our defensive pressure was the best it's been all year, and you know, we now know that that's what we've been aiming to do all year. But to get a four quarter performance like that was fantastic. But as you said, yeah, you know, the Bulldogs present a massive challenge again, and we know tomorrow night we're going to be faced with another massive challenge.
Yeah, it's about that. I love how you said the overcoming adversity, isn't it? You know, Canelio out for a long time. Delidio comes back as well. You've got some experienced guys there, and we're talking about potentially Stevie J hearing something this afternoon this morning in a retirement. Mate, how's the crew shaping up in terms of, you know, mentally moving forward through September?
Yeah, look, credit to the guys. The way they've handled themselves throughout the season has been fantastic. I mean, it's been well documented that, yeah, we've suffered some injuries to some key players. But in saying that, it's given guys, younger guys, opportunity, and they've come in and just played their role. And that's all we ask. You know, we're very confident, you know, anyone that comes into the senior side is, you know, going to be willing to perform. So, but yeah, as I said, we're starting to get all the troops back now, and you know, the squad's starting to look very strong. And obviously, coming into finals, that's going to be very important for us.
Tom, without preempting too much, but when Stevie J announces his retirement this afternoon, does he stay on as a coach at GWS? Would you like him to stay and, you know, brush on that experience?
Oh, look, yeah, I'm not 100% sure, obviously, what Stevie's intentions are post his playing career. But, you know, I mean, if I know that he has sort of flagged some aspirations of coaching, yeah, but I'm not too sure whether that's going to be to stay in Sydney or to pursue options elsewhere. But certainly, you know, if he was an option to stay on as a coach for the Giants, would be fantastic. He's been a fantastic acquisition over the last couple of years. And, you know, what he's brought to our young group is, you know, his knowledge and experience has been invaluable. So, you know, to have him stick around as a club would be great. But as I said, I'm not too sure of his intentions.
Isn't it incredible when you just get, I mean, you look at him physically compared to some of the other guys running around in the league, and you know, he's not as big and he hasn't got the bulging biceps and kind of stuff. He turns up in the right spot every time, and you can't teach that. The next question is, then, can you teach it? Has he been such an influential figure at your team?
Yeah, you're right. You can't teach that. I mean, that's just football now, for knowledge, and you know, he's been doing it for a lot longer than most, still playing, and his mind still thinks quicker than anyone. His body probably can't go, you know, as quickly as he'd like these days. But as you said, he makes up for it in the mind, and he's always constantly thinking. And you know, he just brings a breath of fresh air to our group, and challenges guys to think laterally about their footy and think differently. So he's fantastic, and also for our coaches too. He brings up a lot of points that, you know, probably other players wouldn't bring up because they probably just don't have the confidence or the knowledge to speak up. And as I said, it's been really valuable for our group.
We can see other teams try and, you know, ruffle his feathers. He got bumped the other week when Toby Green came to his aid, but he returns some suspension this week as well. Good to have him back.
Yeah, it's obviously great to have Toby back. He's such an important player for us, and we love the way he goes about his footy, obviously. You know, he's disappointed that he's let the team down and getting suspended a couple of times this year. But, you know, behind the scenes, he's working really hard to try and rectify that. And as I said, we just love the way he goes about his footy and can't wait to have him back in the side.
Tom, good luck, mate. Thanks very much for your time and good luck. And we await the big announcement from Leon and Steve later on this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.